I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday practice of this week. So it's time for us to anchor into a topic, contemplate it for a moment, and then make sure you take the time today to sit down and journal on it. I suggest using your phone and setting a timer for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, however much time you have to dedicate to journaling. But get serious about this practice because when you're alone in this, really journaling, really going deeper into yourself, that's when you'll start to really have those aha moments and get to know yourself better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, I want to touch on something that I feel is important for us to do every single week, not just once in a while. And that's getting clear on what we are struggling with right now. I feel as human beings, we are always going to be struggling with something. I think having that perfect life where everything is just smooth and butterflies and rainbows and rosy colored moments of love, I just don't think that's what we're meant to experience all the time. Yes, of course, from time to time, and we'll have long moments and long stretches of time in our life where we feel really happy. But as human beings, we're supposed to have struggles. It's how we grow. It's how we learn. It's how we evolve. We're meant to feel the whole spectrum of emotion. That's why emotions exist. We're not just supposed to be happy all the time. But sometimes what happens is that we get a little challenged in a specific area of our lives, but we don't give ourselves enough space and conscious presence to actually understand what it is we're struggling with, why we're struggling so much, and what actually is hiding beneath the surface of that issue or that problem that we're struggling with. So today I want us to contemplate an area of my life that isn't working well right now is... An area of my life that isn't working well right now is. And take a moment to really sit with that right now. You know, perhaps you know exactly where you're struggling right now. Maybe around your work. I think a lot of us right now, after and during in some places coronavirus, we are struggling with work. Maybe finding work, maybe having lost our jobs or having seen our whole career trajectory completely change. Maybe a lot of things around work, career, money feels absolutely unstable now. Perhaps what isn't working well in your life right now is your relationship. Maybe your partnership, your husband, your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Maybe there's something specific that you're struggling with in your romantic life right now. Perhaps an area of your life that you feel isn't working so well is your health. Maybe you're struggling with your health or experiencing pain or going through an illness or something like that. Or perhaps just struggling with taking good care of yourself. When a lot of things feel unstable, sometimes it's hard to anchor into that deep self-care and really take good care, not just of the body, but of our hearts and of our minds as well. Take a moment right now just to really sit with an area of your life that isn't working well right now. And just notice what comes up. And if you feel like you're drawing a blank, like it's hard for you to really find that area of your life, take a moment to really give yourself more time when you journal today so that you can get a little bit deeper to what that struggle is that you're facing in this moment, because we all have them. And if you feel like you have so many areas of your life that aren't working, there's so much that's just all over the place and messy, pick the one that comes to mind first. Usually wherever our intention goes first, that's the thing that's at the front of our minds, at the surface of our hearts, the thing that we really need to deal with first of all. And why are we contemplating what isn't working? Why are we journaling and maybe even sharing on that today? Well, of course, to get a deeper understanding of what it is that's going on. Ask yourself and journal on these questions. Why is it that this specific area of my life is so challenging right now? What's a recent situation that you found yourself in that really hurt you? Or what is a thought pattern or a story or a narrative inside of yourself that you're repeating and continuing that's really hurtful right now? Go a little bit deeper, perhaps even, what was this area of your life like when you were growing up as a child? Or what does this challenge or this problem represent or remind you of? That's a really big one. Is it a pattern that you've seen before and it just keeps coming back again and again? Or does it feel totally new? Go deep with this. Go deep into what it is that isn't working. Why do you think that is? How does it make you feel? What lies beneath the surface? And at the end of this practice, I want you to answer a big question. What do I need to bring some more ease into this area of my life? And just see what comes. Yeah, perhaps it's something really simple that can just bring you a little bit of ease, a little bit of space. Maybe you need to ask for help, right? Maybe you need some time off. Maybe you need a break. Maybe you need, you know, a shoulder to lean on. Perhaps there's something really specific that you can problem solve or focus around in this area that could help you. Or perhaps what you need is to let a little something go. Only you know the answers to these questions, and trust that these answers are already within you. Have a good, solid, grounded practice journaling. And if you want to talk about this, find a friend, a person to share with so you can go even just a little bit deeper. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.